Now, Northern Ireland goes to the ballot box this Thursday with Sinn Féin on course to overtake the Democratic Unionist Party as the largest party in the power-sharing government for the first time ever. But 5 years after the Cash for Ash scandal plunged the power-sharing assembly into turmoil, a cloud of uncertainty is again hanging over Stormont. I'm joined now by writer and journalist Susan McKay. Good afternoon, Susan.
Good afternoon, Katie.
Yeah, Susan, the polls are pointing to a 6-point lead for Sinn Féin over the DUP. Is that likely to hold now as we go into the final days of this campaign?
Well, it has been fairly consistent, and the DUP has seems to have steadied at about 20. It was a good bit lower than that for a while, but it seems to have steadied at 20, which does certainly make it seem as if Sinn Féin will come in on top. And that, of course, is causing immense consternation and indeed panic in the DUP.
Yeah, Geoffrey Donaldson, of course, is banking on that other finding in the poll that he's going to get a big chunk of the transfers from the TUV and the UUP. But that's unlikely, in your view, to take him over the line.
Well, most predictions, you can't, it's very difficult, obviously, to predict an election where there's a transferable vote. But in terms of transfers, it certainly looks as if, I mean, Sinn Féin will get transfers from the SDLP, and they are steadily rising on that. So it seems unlikely that the DUP is going to be able to rely upon those transfers, particularly because the UUP transfers are increasingly seen to be going to the Alliance Party. There's been a very major rift within unionism, with Geoffrey Donaldson, quite surprisingly for many people, taking the DUP very much to the extreme right and sort of joining forces with the TUV and the Orange Order and various elements like that, which have a very sort of sceptical attitude, to say the least, about not just about Stormont, but about the Good Friday Agreement itself. So not every unionist is going to be willing to make that leap into the DUP. A lot of people from a unionist background reject the DUP's fundamentalism on social issues, and they're not going to lend them their vote just because Geoffrey Donaldson said last week, vote for the only unionist party that can win, which is the traditional unionist call at election time.
OK, well then, if Sinn Féin does, as predicted, emerge as the largest party, is there any expectation now that the DUP will be prepared to accept that and go into government with Michelle O'Neill as First Minister?
Well, Geoffrey Donaldson has refused to say that he would accept that. He always avoids the question or moves swiftly on to a discussion of the protocol, which has become a kind of a fig leaf to cover up for all of these issues. But he certainly did say that for unionists, having a Sinn Féin First Minister would be a problem. And it's clear that that element that he's hoping to get the transfers from in the TUV and the more extreme side of unionism is not willing to accept the democratic election of a Sinn Féin First Minister. So it's not at all clear, certainly in the short term, that we'll have a return to Stormont. It seems crazy that the DUP would rather trust a British government, given the serial betrayals that it has experienced at the hands of the current British government. But they seem to have run out of ideas in terms of that. I mean, people probably are aware that the First and Deputy First Ministers are actually equal roles, but obviously the symbolism of it is a serious problem for the DUP, who have been kind of pretending that they are still the Prime Minister of Northern Ireland.
Exactly. And you see this open letter today as well from that group of unionist and loyalist groups with this series of red lines, and one of them saying that if there are more unionists of any hue in the next assembly, then it has to be a unionist First Minister.
Well, that's just silly and childish, and they know it. You know, I mean, the changes to the Good Friday Agreement that were made in the St Andrews Agreement were actually instigated by the DUP, and there is a sort of a sense of desperation about this. I mean, what are they going to do the next time if more nationalists and unionist MLAs are elected? You know, this is a desperate sort of clinging to the idea that unionists run Northern Ireland, and that anything that anybody else gets is a concession rather than a matter of rights and democracy. They're also, and that group of people is very small, it's very marginal, and it is essentially a group of very, very traditional unionists who think that this equality business has all gone too far.
Ultimately, are we looking at the last days of the working of the Good Friday Agreement?
Well, sadly, there is the possibility of that, but I think a lot of people are bracing themselves in the interim, at least, for a period of bad-tempered negotiation between Sinn Féin and the DUP, with the DUP being dogged by these extremists that Geoffrey Donaldson has aligned himself with. And there's also the very cynical awareness among the population that these governments get cobbled together at Stormont and they come up with these grand sounding programmes for government and they don't end up being able to implement them because the two major parties just can't agree and the DUP almost seems to have a policy of not agreeing. So people are not certainly expecting things to go well anywhere, anytime soon.
OK, Susan, I'm going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, but we look forward to speaking to you at the other side of this election next Saturday, where we'll have coverage of all of this. No time to go back to the panel on that. I want to thank you all for coming in. I want to thank the team and hand you over now to sport.